Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. We're down, we're down, we're down some old
back road. Welcome, friends.
And welcome back.
Are you superstitious?
Are you not superstitious at all?
I know. I'm
the unluckiest man in the world.
You know why? Because it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th?
It's not because it's Friday the 13th.
Folks are superstitious.
Stop being paranoid.
Superstitious nonsense.
I don't know. 13 is a very unlucky number.
Look, we're not talking about 13.
What are we talking about then?
We are talking about
showtime.
Yep. Friday the 13th. Go ahead, Jason. Ask your superstitious question.
Go ahead, yeah, I know I'm
I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
Oh, my gosh.
You are hilarious, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning to
Don't
you. With a bullshit. He knows I'm kidding. He knows I'm just kidding. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It is Friday the 13th, but it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend is just around the corner, and luckily we're going to get some of this rain out of here. The world is sufficiently soaked right now.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time I turned around yesterday, you couldn't go outside without getting wet. It's just drizzled or poured, one of the two, all day long yesterday. Mm-hmm. But things are changing, and the temperatures are getting cooler. We're starting out 52 today. Now, we're going to 72 today. Tomorrow, sunshine and 63.
There we go.
And Sunday is a 40% shot at a shower, but popping back up to 70 on Sunday. But Saturday sounds like a great fall day. It really does.
Oh, yeah.
I smell sinus issues coming.
Yeah, you may. Right. It's time to get up. Thank you for turning on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show this morning. Got one more shot at those Dollywood tickets coming up 8 o'clock this morning. We'll give you the keyword to text in.
17, you don't think that much.
No, that's not all. No. Here we go again, drinking alcohol, yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 6:10. A little scratchy this morning. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
You jinxed it, Chase. We started talking about sinus trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. I told you. Back and forth with the temps we go.
All right. No chance. Dollywood tickets. Back last chance to get those Dollywood tickets. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll give you the keyword. I'm driving in this morning. And, you know, very often they start utility work very early, like before dark, before daylight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming in this morning and I'm approaching what appears to be some utility work. So there's a big truck with its lights apparently on high beam pointed right at my face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's blinding me. And it's still like wet out and there's lots of reflection. There's a bunch of cones flashing yellow lights and I can't see how they've got traffic. They've got a traffic detour where you can't go through the right lane, but it's only a 2-lane road. So I'm like, where do I go? I can't even see. So the best thing I could do is get all the way to the left. Then I realize when I get in there that they've created 2 lanes out of the 1 lane, and I'm in the far lane of oncoming traffic, the left side.
Ooh, gosh.
Well, luckily, it's 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and there's nobody out.
Happy Friday the 13th.
But guys, right. I can't see when I'm approaching all that. I can't see with those headlights in my face and the reflection of the rain off of everything else and the yellow cones and the yellow lights. Couldn't see. Anyway, so I was thankful there was nobody coming up the road there.
Yeah, definitely.
But do you know what I mean? Have you ever experienced that at night? Like you come up on some scene at night, like the police have got 1,000 blue lights flashing and it's dark and it's like, what's going on up here? I can't even see anything but blue lights.
It's almost similar to when you're driving on regular 40, especially by PTI and all that, and it's raining at night. You can't even see the lanes. They don't even have reflectors up.
Yeah, it's like, what do I do?
What lane am I in? What city am I in?
You got to be careful, man. You got to be careful. Got to drive for you and for everybody else. All right. Got some great songs coming up today. It's Friday. We're going to celebrate a little bit. Got a little Kane Brown, Lauren Elena coming up next. Hang on.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
It's bow time.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, odds and ends. Yeah, we're all jacked up on Mountain Dew for my grilled cheese sandwich. How is that possible? Well, I got news for you. Mountain Dew is selling a new cookbook that features recipes that use Mountain Dew. Among the more popular recipes are ones for green grilled cheese, dew-infused pickles, Mountain Dew brisket. I'm all for anything that contains the word brisket.
Yeah.
Right.
Mountain Dew brined turkey, Mountain Dew fruitcake, Mountain Dew slushies, and Mountain Dew jalapeno poppers.
That's a lot of diabetes.
The $30 cookbook is available on Mountain Dew's website right now, so check it out if you're interested.
The slushie sounds good. Even the turkey sounds good. And the brisket. The rest... Yeah. Not 100% sure.
Right.
Evidently, gamers who've received the new Xbox Series X game consoles that came on Tuesday, some of these gamers are posting videos of themselves blowing vape smoke into the side of the unit.
Yeah, what's up with that?
The smoke then shoots out of the top of the unit as if it were on fire. Xbox posted the following. We can't believe we have to say this, but please don't blow vape smoke into your Xbox Series X.
Yeah. Wow. You're going to pay $500 for that, and then you're just going to be like, hey, watch this. This is going to be funny.
I'm going to blow the smoke in there, and the fan's going to blow it out, and it's going to look like some fire.
Idiot. I tell people all the time, you keep your nice things nice, man. Treat me like that.
That's right. That's why I have one good pair of underwear and only wear it on special occasions.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is going up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm, yay! Mm-hmm.
It is an 11-ton Norway spruce, and it's 75 feet tall.
Man.
You thought Macy's canceled the Thanksgiving Day parade, but they really haven't. They're going to do it, but just one block of distance in New York City. The parade will feature pre-taped Broadway performances, the Rockettes, and, of course, Santa Claus. The streets around the parade are going to be closed off because of the Rona. Performers will socially distance during their performances.
Okay. All right. I'm glad it's still going.
At least they're making it happen. Right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to star in a new spy series for Netflix. No details are known except that the storyline revolves around a father and his daughter. Won't it be a deal where she works for the CIA and he used to be some kind of a covert operative or a special forces soldier, yes, and she gets him to help her on her,
in the biz.
Right. I think that's likely what's going to happen. And finally, one of the largest diamonds ever discovered has been found in Botswana. Get ready for this. It's almost 1,000 carats.
Boy.
It's a 998 carat diamond. It is the fifth largest diamond ever found. The Lucara Diamond Corporation of Canada found the rock in a mine. It is 2.6 inches by 1.8 inches. Want to guess what that's worth? Just throw out a number.
$500 million.
$3 million.
$63 million.
Wow.
is what it's worth. $63 million. You imagine? What was the reaction of the person who said, "Wait a minute, I think I found something." You know what I mean?
Somebody lost their piece of glass down here. Throw that in the trash.
Almost 1,000 carats, man. Gee. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:34. I guess it's candy making time in the neighborhood. Annie, tell us all about it because I like talking about anything that involves candy.
Well, my mother-in-law, Cindy, and her girl pals, they all came into town to her house yesterday, and it's candy making weekend. So it's Cindy's year to host. And I got to tell you guys, I think these ladies are super amped about it. They were talking about their molds and their chocolate makers and, you know, the hard candies. And
nice.
So today, which they're probably up right now, today starts chocolates. Today is the good stuff, in my opinion. They'll be making the Almond Joys and the Peppermint Patties and Snickers type bars.
What about the Peppermint Bark?
Now, the peppermint bark is special request. It's not on candy making weekend, fellas. We can get it for you before Christmas, though, I'm sure. I'll pencil you in on her her food making schedule.
Don't you have some of that in the freezer?
There is some with you at work, Dale, still in the freezer from last year when she made it for you. Or not last year, but a couple months ago before we left.
In the performance area freezer?
In the small kitchen.
In the small, okay.
Yeah, Tupperware. Come on.
All right, hurry up. Wrap it up. I got to go check that.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, today's chocolate day. Tomorrow is hard candies day.
Candy Christmas.
But I'm going to tell you guys right now, at the end of this weekend, there's going to be a whole bunch of like diabetes-filled candies in my house.
How many pounds of sugar do you think they collectively have purchased?
So Cindy, whoever hosts buys all the stuff. I went with Cindy to Sam's Club on Sunday to buy her things for candy making. And she bought these two humongous, like, looks like, a thing of, like mulch or something, like a bag of
a commercial
mulch.
Size bag of sugar,
industrial size bag of sugar, two of them.
Sweet.
I can't tell you guys how many, like melting chocolate wafers there's in her living room right now. And Tupperware on top of Tupperware for all the food to go into. I mean, it's just
that
it's gonna be a wild weekend.
That is the second hottest thing you have said all week.
Woo! Sure was. Them good vibes on a Friday, like you need more good vibes on a Friday. It just feels good to know that the weekend is just hours away.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I gotta be honest with you, the first thing I thought of this morning, the very first thing, I don't mean it took me a few seconds or a few minutes, the very instant that the alarm went off this morning, the first thing I thought of was, I don't have to do this tomorrow.
You're
honestly, it's the first thing I thought. You know, it's not that I sleep all day on the weekends, but it's the fact that I can sleep until I wake up.
Right.
No alarm.
Right. Now I wake up naturally. That may be at 7, whatever. But at least it was my choice to choose to get up.
Shoot. I wake up at 11 o'clock on weekends.
Annie, let's good vibe it.
So eating late at night does not necessarily mean you're going to gain weight. And I think that is the coolest thing I've heard all week.
I love it.
Because everybody loves a good midnight snack. We're just sitting there like, oh, gosh, I'm not supposed to eat after 7 or 9 or whatever it is, you know. And it just it turns out with some research being done that the calories you take in, it's not when you take them in, but how much you take in.
It's the fact that you take in the calories, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, if you're eating a pint of ice cream late at night, it's probably still not going to be great for you, but...
but this is open for discussion.
Yeah. Right. It depends on, you know, what you're working on.
I haven't finished my research yet. I'll let you know.
I'll get to it by the end of the weekend.
But, yes, if you want to have your bowl of popcorn at midnight, you're probably going to be all right, okay?
Saw this story yesterday about this retirement home in New York. They could not do a big, normal Veterans Day thing that they normally do at the place because of the Rona. Right. So they decided to put photos up online and ask people to send in like cards and notes to the veterans. They got over 3,000.
Oh my gosh.
Over 3,000 of them. The veterans were thrilled. Ended up being a great day.
I can imagine. This quote, it comes from, this is your Friday feel good vibe. This comes from Robert Downing Jr. So take it for what it is.
Okay, I'm going to write this down. Go.
You might want to. Okay. He said, listen, smile, agree, and then do what you were going to do anyway.
That's how a woman rolls.
Yeah, sounds about right.
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf is Morgan Wallen and Whiskey Glasses. Wake Up with The Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Friday the 13th today.
Ooh.
Go ahead, pose your question, Chase.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
So are you superstitious or just a little stitious? We'll talk about that. Interesting things that have happened to you on Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious about Friday the 13th? Do you take extra precautions on Friday the 13th? Do you think that bad things could possibly happen to you on Friday the 13th? Taylor Swift doesn't. Friday the 13th is her lucky day. She thinks it's a lucky day. She thinks 13 is a lucky number.
You know, any day for Taylor Swift seems to be a lucky day.
You know, it's good to be her, isn't it?
So, you know my favorite thing about Friday the 13th?
Well, it comes on Friday.
Well, that and you get cheap tattoos.
Oh, I didn't know that.
$13 tattoos with a $7 tip. Gotta love it.
Wow.
I see. That's something else lucky happens on Friday the 13th. Maybe you feel like it's the opposite. Maybe you feel like it's your lucky day. We want to hear from you, hear your stories, hear your thoughts. You can call or text 680-WOLF.
The Wolf's got Thanksgiving made for you. Ride home with the Cat Girl I don't.
Look at Friday the 13th, part one.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. I'm ready for that.
Isn't that a Friday the 13th?
So, you've had bad luck?
Bad luck!
Told you it was bad luck.
Friday the 13th.
All right. You're either superstitious or you're not, or maybe you think Friday the 13th is a lucky day. Mm-hmm. The 13 is a lucky number. Oh.
I have my own feelings about this.
Are you? No, we talk about, are you superstitious or just a little stitious? Are you a little stitious?
I'm a little stitious. There are two things that I automatically do. You know how they say you don't step on a crack.
Step on a crack. Break your mama's back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I will not go under a ladder at all. And when I'm driving down the road at night or in the daytime and something for far away like an animal, I don't care whether it was a black cat, a raccoon, a possum.
Right.
I don't care. I'm marking my window with a little X on the...
Oh, gosh. I didn't know we did the same thing. I thought I was like the only person who did
right
that.
Right up there where they put my oil change sticker, I go, it's going to put a little X.
When the light catches it just right, I have like 40 crosses on my windshield from where
Sage
I just marked it.
Sage comes down from the sunglass holder.
You're nuts. Both of you are.
Bro, we're all right. Not.
Very superstitious.
So, not one, but two of the worst things that could happen to this lady. On Friday the 13th.
Okay.
All right. So without further ado, go. What happened?
Yes, I lost my job and caught my husband cheating with my best friend. So it was a pretty awful Friday the 13th.
Do tell.
Came home early for work on my lunch break, which is something I usually don't do, and caught him and threw the clothes out with him. And then I lost my job because he was my boss.
Oh!
Double whammy on Friday the 13th.
Mm.
So, what about you? You have stories? You have thoughts? Maybe you think it's a lucky day. Maybe it doesn't matter to you. Maybe terrible things happen to you or have happened to you. 680 Wolf.
She don't laugh at everything, but when she does, what you say we make it true.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Friday the 13th, and it's Friday the 13th in 2020, which makes you want to sit in the middle of your living room with a hard hat and a hazmat suit. But maybe, just maybe it's lucky for you. Do good things happen for you on Friday the 13th? Let us know. 680 Wolf, what say you?
Friday the 13th is not, I'm not superstitious because my son was born on Friday the 13th in birthing room 313. And on top of that, it was his birth, his the birthing nurse's birthday and her mother's birthday. And my son is the luckiest person on earth. He wins contests constantly.
Wow. Nice. Sounds lucky for you. What's your name?
Sharice May.
Sharice, thanks for calling this morning, and I hope today is your luckiest day ever.
Woo! Thank you. Love you guys.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I see it's lucky for her. How about you, 680 Wolf? You can call or text.
Someone did agree with us on the X's on the windshield. So I'm very happy that we're not alone in this. I really thought growing up my mom was just crazy as hell doing it. And then I started doing it as an adult. And I realized more and more as I get older how many black cats really cross my path. And they're always black. I mean, it's not like you were saying earlier, not a raccoon or a possum. They're black cats. And I'm like, where you come from? And you ain't putting that bad juju on me.
And then if you happen to forget the X the window, you think, oh, no, what's going to happen?
I'm like, crossing my chest with making a cross, you know, Catholic-wise.
That's right.
All right. 680 Wolf, what about you? Friday the 13th, bad things happen?
I had a friend chase me with a chainsaw, and I ran out in front of my uncle that was pulling a gravity wagon behind his truck, and he ran me over with it.
Oh.
And we were setting up. We were going to have a little haunted forest out behind one of the barns, and one of my friends jumped out and scared me with a chainsaw. Oof. And I'm afraid of chainsaws and took off running and ran out in front of my uncle that was coming up the driveway with a gravity wagon full of corn for the livestock, and he hit me on Friday the 13th, and it was a full moon Friday the 13th on top of everything.
See, full moon Friday the 13th. Oh, my God.
Man, those people in Montgomery County are crazy.
Wild. They get wild. It's Friday the 13th in 2020. Does that scare you? Take your comments, your issues, 680 Wolf.
You would have thought your road
was calling you, baby.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. It's Luke Bryan. It's 7:42. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Welcome to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show's Lutes Galax, Virginia. Woo! Population 6,858.
Salute!
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show, 7:53. It's time to get to celebrating.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. Let's get freaky on this Friday the 13th, okay? You share your birthday with Gerard Butler, who's 51, and
something's in your throat there, Annie.
Yeah, Gerard Butler. Jimmy Kimmel is 53. Whoopi Goldberg is 65. And oh my gosh, my favorite, Chris Noth is 66. He's big on Sex and the City. And if you don't know nothing about it, you're missing out because big will forever be the end-all be-all in Sex and the City.
I never understood that.
If you know, you know. All right, anyways. Local birthdays for you. Mark Feeney, High Point. Jimmy McDowell of Kernersville. Josh Bailey of Hornytown. There you go, Chase.
Word.
Eddie Clifton of Walnut Cove. Maria Kleberg of Greensboro. Zach Medford of Elon. And two birthdays tomorrow. Nicole Calhoun of Kernersville and my brother-in-law, Sean of Walnut Cove. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special day in now so we can shout you out. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Friday the 13th. It's also 2020, in case you'd forgotten.
What could go wrong?
Good luck, bad luck. What say you, 680-WOLF?
So I am a teacher, and March 13th was a Friday the 13th, and the teachers all know that Friday the 13th can make the kids crazy. But that was the day they sent us home, and we haven't been back with kids in the building since.
Ooh.
So, what you're saying is, it was kind of lucky for you.
No, I miss my kids.
Okay.
Right. And we thought we were going home for 2 weeks, and we're going to clean the school, and we would be back. And now here it is, Friday the 13th. I teach middle school. I still don't know when kids are coming back to our building. And with there being a press conference today, we're just... let's see what happens on Friday the 13th again.
It's yet to be determined what this Friday the 13th is going to be, but we wish you the best.
Correct. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Have an awesome weekend.
Thanks.
It was a little lucky for her. Come on.
Okay, just it was a little bit.
Hear that keyword, win those Dollywood tickets. Coming up next.
Are you one of them girls to pee us off the Bud Light label? One of them girls.
There's that wolf howling again.
Oh, that is exciting.
And stimulating. It is time right now to text this word to 20357 and win those tickets. It's howl, H-O-W-L. Text howl, H-O-W-L to 20357 right now. Dollywood's award-winning Smoky Mountain Christmas. You could be going. 5 million holiday lights, amazing shows, great food. And a grand prize winner gets two-night stay at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. Go ahead and text it now. Here we go. Howl, H-O-W-L, to 20357. Howl to 20357 now. Good luck to you. Nimrod News next.
A full moon shining bright. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Night, 8:05, off to the land of law and order. Nimrod News time. How to season a skillet with a forehead.
I'm intrigued. I've been wondering.
Well, guys, first of all, when anger comes into play, you never know what's going to happen. We've all done it. You've gotten mad, and you just lose it.
Right.
Now, when you lose it and how you lose it, you know, you never know. Some people have a better control. This guy didn't have very good control. This happened in Dubuque, Iowa, where the police arrested Dean Bonzik for hitting his roommate over the head with a cast iron frying pan. The 68-year-old was upset that he had no money. He was lamenting his situation.
I get that. I understand him completely on that one.
You look at your bank account, you got nothing. You got no cash. You want to do stuff, but you can't do stuff without the money. His roommate called the police before they arrested Dean several blocks away. He was charged with assault, and he was upset because his roommate refused to loan him any money because he knew his roommate had some, and he wanted some of it.
Yeah, what a jerk for not sharing.
Yeah. So what does the guy do? What's the guy to do? You pick up the cast iron skillet and you hit him in the head with it.
The whole time you've said cast iron skillet, I can only think about a nice brown golden cornbread.
Not worried about this guy's forehead. I'm worried about how the cornbread's going to come out.
Yep.
Right.
Is it going to be brown and crispy when I turn it over and not stick to the pan? That's
better.
The real key.
Daddy, I'm afraid.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Did you know carrots are actually bad for rabbits and they can cause health problems?
Bugs Bunny must be 100.
Exactly, but the reason why people think, oh, carrots and rabbits is cause of Bugs Bunny, pretty much everybody thinks that, well, rabbits love carrots.
What's up, Doc?
Wow. You seem more like the Elmer Fudd.
No, I was not. That was not close to Elmer Fudd.
No, but you, never mind.
What's the one, who's that?
That's Porky Pig.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I relate to the pig.
That was the at the end of Looney Tunes.
That's all, folks. That's it.
Wow. I'm Porky like him.
Spirit. All right. Continue on with five fun facts for you Friday and five things. Did you know that the map, first of all, has anybody seen Parks and Rec?
Love Parks and Rec.
Funny show.
Okay, good.
Treat yourself.
That's right. The fictional city of Pawnee, Indiana on Parks and Rec is actually a map of Christchurch, New Zealand with the names just changed.
If you've never watched that show, by the way, if that's one of those you missed, go back and catch that. There's a guy that showed named Nick Offerman that is absolutely hilarious.
Ron Swanson, baby. He loves the meats.
I like the one where he's at the restaurant. He goes, I want the eggs and bacon platter. And he goes, I want you to understand all the eggs and bacon. All that you have.
All of them. Yeah.
All of them. Nintendo, if you're having trouble paying rent, you could probably do what Nintendo did. They named Mario after the landlord of their first warehouse because, they didn't have the money. And it was a way to get an extension on paying rent.
Smart trade. Smart trade cool. work. Love it.
So what you're saying is if I can't pay rent, then I need to go directly to whoever's holding my mortgage or my landlord and tell them I'm going to name like my firstborn child after them or something epic in order to get money off my rent.
They'll be like, all right, crazy lady, please leave.
I'm gonna name my first kid Residential Mortgage Services.
You should do that. That'd be good.
Let us know how that works out.
Yeah, let us know. Did you know in 1983, before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer in Black Sabbath?
There's a lot of stuff people don't know about Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton's written a ton of songs. That's really where he was already doing very well for himself.
How can you choose just one?
Before he ever came out with his thing, you know what I mean? And that whole time, love, and tenderness thing that he came out with, and everybody, where'd he come from? Well, he'd been writing songs for years, and he's very rich.
Do we think, though, he would have taken it as far as biting a bat?
No, I don't. I don't see Michael doing that.
Yeah.
What was that, Chase?
It's my Ozzy Osbourne impression. You want me to do it again?
Please.
Yeah. I'm going to eat this bat.
Oh, God. You sound like Luke Bryan went to Britain for a little bit.
That's Luke Bryan doing Ozzy Osbourne.
Going off the rail on a crazy train.
Perfect.
Oh, stop.
Thank you. And last but not least, I consider myself, at least in this fact, a python. Giraffes. Hold up. No. Don't get carried away. Giraffes sleep for less than 2 hours a day. Pythons sleep for at least 18 hours.
Wow, that's way more believable than what I was thinking. All right.
You know what she was thinking. Because that's where she takes this stuff all the time.
I know.
I can't help it.
You ain't got no python.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia.
Kiss me or not.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Got something new for you today. We've been digging around on the interwebs, and we've got this little thing we call Facebook fights. These are real fights taking place on the interwebs, and we thought it might be fun just to act them out on the air.
So this one came out of Kernersville, so right down the road. It all started when somebody posted something to complain about the HOA in their neighborhood, and two other neighbors decided to go at it over a totally different subject. Dale, you're going to play the role of Paul, and Annie, you'll be Brenda. And action.
There's HOA Nazis in my neighborhood, too. No cornhole allowed at our pool, no alcoholic beverages, not even in a can, and I can't even bring my dog anymore.
You know, Paul, it would be different if you weren't blasting your music, drinking, and taking your dog where no one else can enjoy themselves. It's not your pool, Paul.
Everybody drinks over here, and I only play my music on my little speaker. Everybody's got music. You're not going to enjoy yourself if you're not okay hearing music. A pool's like a beach. Get down or get out.
I don't even care about your dog. I'm not opposed to kids having fun. It's an everyone neighborhood, though, Paul. You break rules all the time with your dog.
Are you really going to bring up something that happened way back in 2015? Come on, Brenda.
I'm not going to argue with you. You were with your little girl, your wife, and that dog one evening at the pool after hours. I even stopped and said something to you. Then you let that mutt off the leash.
Oh, my gosh, Brenda. I did years and years ago. You accuse me of breaking the rules all the time, like I'm some kind of criminal or hoodlum or something. It's been years, Brenda.
So, it ain't that long ago.
That was over 5 years ago. Half a decade. I mean, what the heck? I'm not even with that wife anymore. I got a whole new wife. And for you to remember something like that from so long ago says something about your life. Oh, and by the way, your green bean casserole you brought to the pool last 4th of July sucked. And Jell-O salad went out in the 80s. Stop it.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh, Paul got the last one.
Yeah,
he did. Hey, and remember, if you've got a Facebook fight you want us to read on air, all you have to do is DM us at 931thewolf.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf, Thompson Square, 840 Friday the 13th, 2020. That's an ominous ring to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you know a Facebook fight you want us to act out, whether it's one you're in the middle of or one you see on Facebook, let us know. We'll do it.
Screenshot it. Type it out. Doesn't matter. You can DM us at 93.1 The Wolf, Instagram, Facebook, or if you feel like texting it to us, you can, 336-680-WOLF.
All right, coming up, I have we need to kick off this weekend, man. It's finally Friday, and it feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Tomorrow going to be a really beautiful fall day coming up tomorrow before the showers return on Sunday. So, yeah, we'll be kicking off the weekend. We'll do that for you next. Hang on.
From the station that's getting you the howl out of here to Dollywood, the Wolf.
Next door news time. Are you ready to do it? Let's find out what's going on in the neighborhood. Annie, what you got?
It's the opposite of bad today because I like my neighbors a little on the trashy side, and that's not what you think.
I like my neighbors a little on the trashy side.
Ew! So we're going to completely rewrite the rules of next door news today, and I like my neighbors a little on the trashy side, of course. And by that, I mean I have some really great neighbors. They were picking up trash in another neighbor's yard when the storms came through the other day. So get this, I'm sitting in my house in the home office working, and all of a sudden I hear this like big bang, and it was all during like the wind and the rain we had the other day. And anyways, after a minute, I was like, okay, let me go figure out what that was. And so I noticed that my neighbor across the street, and she's a middle-aged lady who lives alone, she had her trash cans, they were completely thrown all around, like the trash and the recycling bin, by the wind, and all of the stuff out of them was just blowing around her yard. And I'm thinking to myself, well, let me just throw my Crocs on real quick. I'll head over there and help her out. Because, you know, I don't do
it. She closed her blinds and went back to bed.
No. Before I could even walk out of my house, I saw a different neighbor from down the street. He kind of popped up from behind the house in their backyard. And he had all four of his kids out there. And they were cleaning up the trash and the recycling and sorting it back into the right bins, which made my heart happy, as the wind and the rain are just, like, barreling down on them.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I know. A turn of events in Next Door News. It's the cool stuff like that leaves me, like, you know, smiling and happy. And it gives me hope for not only humanity, but for the next generation to come. That dad's, you know, raising them youngins right. And you give back and you do for others and you treat others the way you want to be treated. And I could just, you know, like I said, if it had been my mama or something like that, I don't know. It made me feel so happy, even though I don't know my neighbor that well, that someone was willing to go and help her out like that so she didn't have to go out in the storm and do it by herself. You know, and it's nice to take a break from all the nasty drama and shed a little light on the good that's still left in our world. So,
are you teaching Frank to make his own candles and his own soap and stuff?
Got her.
Yeah.
We're going to teach him. We're going to teach him how to throw a football first, because someone's got to pay for all the things he keeps breaking in this house, okay?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that on Monday.
This kid's
making a tear through their house.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.